The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name is John Holmberg. How are you? There's Brady. There's Brett Fessley. No Dick Toledo. For the next few days, he's wheels up, as his Facebook and Instagram page would like to remind us. He is in the plane on his way to Bangkok. And the picture's fantastic. Half his family still concerned about COVID. He and Alex not at all concerned about COVID, which is fine. They've got two of them in masks, which automatically just screams that there's arguments going on at that place all the time. There's an argument involved here.
Oh, yeah.
Because mom and her natural son masked. Dad and his natural son, unmasked. What's it scream out at the house? That we fight about this all the time, and they're on a plane, and all I see...
She's smart because they're heading to San Francisco, so that crowd on that plane...
That's probably true.
You're going to avoid arguments.
Excellent point, that the liberal San Franciscans are going to look at that and go, they're good people. Yeah. Except the seat behind looks like... there's like six people in the row behind them in the picture Toledo posted. There's a baby... And I mean like a pretty new one within inches of the seat that Toledo's son is sitting in. Right behind him, there's a guy holding something, another child, and some lady. There's four people in that three-seat row with an infant. Oh, coach. Like I said, yuck.
Toledo did the right thing, though. He sat across the aisle from Lisa and the kids. Yep. He's like, I'm on my own.
You take him. That's horrible. Yeah, because he's the biggest one of the bunch, so you take them. But, oh, my God. That flight, that is coach personified right there. Infant. About a five-year-old, some guy who
Coach
looks,
Nightmare.
Some guy who looks miserable, and then, some lady with a baby on her lap. That is going to, at least, hopefully that's not the flight from San Francisco to Tokyo. Man.
Does Allegiant fly to Tokyo?
I don't know. I don't know how he got on these Spirit Airlines flights all the way over the Pacific, but he's gotten on it. So, adios, Toledo. This is the last, probably the last we'll hear from him.
There's two stops before they get to San Fran.
Yeah. Well, one's Nevada, which is weird. They go the wrong way first, and then... Yeah, they're probably going the west to east for the savings. It's a 38-40-day flight. Might as well take in a hot air balloon. Well, good luck to the Toledos and all their masked endeavors. I like that. I don't care. Alex is not my son. You're wearing a mask. Okay, Mom. Jeez. Look like an idiot. And they're in masks. Off they go to Thailand. And the fun thing about Toledo's Thailand trip, Flip was here yesterday, a couple other people that find out about it. Nobody says, oh, that'll be fun. Everybody goes, why are you doing this? Why Thailand? Thailand is like 15th on the list of everybody who wants to travel. But go get them, kid. We're all proud of you. Taking your first step over the Pacific.
And yeah, that's a big step.
Landing in Thailand. I mean, I'd go to, I don't know, I have no interest in the Asian countries. The languages are too hard. I don't like the food that much. I got enough of it here. I like American versions of Asian stuff. When you get into the reality of it, it's too much.
Like fish sauce
like
and all that.
Living fish heads and like I'm not. The language is impossible to figure out. The people are probably very nice. The architecture, meh. And sadly, the only reason I'd want to go to Japan is for, frankly, to see what we did. I'd go right over there and start crying. Taking a look at all those shadow people that we blew up when we dropped the sun on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. I'd go to those things. But I can see a big city in the United States, but I'd go to the nuke sites.
Man.
Take a look at those folks running away. Their shadows are on the ground.
Turn that off. Can't wear flags.
Oh, that's right. Well, I can't. These colors don't run. The flag I do what I want. Stands for freedom, and they'd be like, look at that American over there. I'd be in a Hulk Hogan shirt. Standing there looking at the blown up parts of Nagasaki, saying, yep, the reason you guys started making TVs and VCRs for us is because of this right here. We made you nicer. Siding with Germany. What a bunch of pricks. But yeah, I got no interest in the Asian countries. But there he goes. Toledo's an odd bird. He's never been a normal guy. Never once in the history of knowing him has he expressed like interest in Asian culture or Thailand or anything that goes. And that's his first big
trip.
Could
be an annual thing now.
Best thing about it is the stories that are going to come out of this. Yeah, if he makes it an annual family gathering. Oh, the masks. That would bother me.
25 hours.
Oh, man. She's going to wear that the whole way, the masks. And I don't blame her. Masks on a plane. If I was riding in coach, I might be in a hazmat suit. I'm not doing that anymore. I've seen coach and what happens back there. The general population in coach on any airline, we make fun of the discount ones, but any airline in coach, you're basically flying with Sholo's Walmart. That's essentially what goes back there. Everybody that goes to the Sholo Walmart, I'm masking up too. Lisa's right.
You probably remember the flight to Australia, how many times you stare up that map up front that shows where you are over the water.
Doesn't look like you're moving. You just stare at it. That was a 15-and-a-half-hour flight to Sydney. Supposed to be. It was longer coming back or something. We had some headwind going. It was like, what's going on? Or maybe it was going out. I don't know. It was like 18 hours when we left to get there. And I'm like, what is happening?
I can't stand 3 hours to Chicago, let alone 15 hours to Australia.
And those wheels go up in L.A., and you're on your way over there. You realize this is going to be a nightmare. This I am in for 15 hours of something. It's 2 work days for your average Joe. But, yeah, that flight's brutal. And I can't imagine doing it with a couple of teenage boys in coach. Oh.
And on the way back, there'll be one less teenage boy at least.
That's right. Yeah, the good news is they're going to have some leg room and some...
save some money on luggage.
Yeah, space for stuff to put in that seat they bought when they're trying to get him out of jail from a distance. Then last night, we get a text from Toledo. Here's my phone from Thailand. Here's the number I'll be using in Thailand. Yep, that'll work. Yeah, we're never going to hear from you again. Goodbye. Thailand, Toledo.
So what's he coming back with? My guess is some sort of carved elephant.
I know what he's coming back with.
And diseases? What?
No, a wood box surrounding his body. There's no way he's coming back normal. He's dead, Brady. We're going to have to pick him up at the airport. He's got no family here.
Will you sign for it?
His dad's not coming. It's going to be you and me. We're going to have to go down to the airport on that weird side where they drag the body.
Yeah.
You ever been on a plane when they've taken a casket out?
I've only seen it.
When you're on it, they make you stay on it. I think mine was military guys, and they won't let you off the plane until those guys get off first. It was kind of cool, but at the same time, everybody's just poking their head out the window to watch that go. It was really odd. Like the flags and it came off of just a commercial airline. They got them from wherever we started. I can't remember if it was Dallas or something, and then brought them here. And there was a guy that they had that we have to let someone else off
first. Unload off first.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. And somebody in the plane knew. Oh, that means that there's a military body on. I'm like, that's gross. They're transporting that stuff all the time, evidently. Well, we'll have that with Toledo, and there'll be no American flag on it. He knows better. God, the emails from that got hilarious. Him saying he won't wear USA stuff. What are you going to do? Good luck, Toledo, and family of masks. I hope you all make it. Well, I hope most of you make it back okay. I had the weirdest night last night you can imagine, and I'm still trying to figure it out. Fed the dogs. Megan fed the dogs. It was probably about 5:30, 6 o'clock. Come in the house after they eat, and they're goofing around. We're dog-sitting this tiny little poodle for Megan's old lady friend Paula. So we've got we're just not even letting them interact, just in case there's trouble. This little dog can't defend itself.
That Scooby snack would be...
Yeah, even playing. My dogs know how to roughhouse with each other and get a little bit tough. And if he decided to get in the mix, he's so frail. And I'm sure poodles are very pliable, so he'd be all right, but we're not even risking it. So we got him in one side of the house, and then the four we've got on the other side, and they come in to basically the game room area where I'm hanging out with them. Megan's got the poodle in the other room after they all eat, and everything's fine. I go in the other room, and I come back, and my dog Jack, my beautiful Jack Ham, my man Jack Ham, is sitting on the couch, and he was fine when I left to go pee, and I come back from peeing, and he's looking at me going, oh... Like human noises. Oh, he's not growling. And I'm like, are you all right? His eyes are all goofed up. He looks like he's dizzy. He gets up and he stands there and he just starts going, oh. And I'm like, this is not good. So I'm touching him. I'm trying to find like what happened. Is he cut? Did he hit his head? He's wagging his tail. Oh. I'm like, all right, I'm going to keep an eye on this for a second. And he just stands there, kind of waving back and forth, making a, oh, every once in a while. I'm like, what's going on, Jack Ham? Oh, gets on my lap. And he's a big boy. He gets up on my lap, and he just crams into me. He starts to shake a little bit, and I'm like, what is going on? Finally, I just go to an emergency vet. I'm like, I don't know what this is. I have no clue what he's done. Go to the emergency vet, and the vet that we go to noses for other dogs, and get him in there, and we're going to check his vitals because he isn't acting normal. I'm like, no, he's not. They take him back, check his vitals. She comes back, and she goes, his vitals are fine. I'm like, yeah, okay. I mean, everything's perfect. I'm like, yeah. And then Jack's leaning on me. Oh, in the vet's office. He won't stop going, oh. She goes, my guess is he got into your stuff. And I'm like, my stuff? What stuff? What are you talking about? She goes, does he get into the garbage? Or I'm like, no, not at all. Nothing. I mean, I was with him all but 1 minute, and he was in. There was no nothing he could have gotten into. And she goes, it's not that I'm not judging, but he's high on marijuana. And I'm like, what? She goes, he's high on pot. He got into your pot. I'm like, I don't have any pot. I don't smoke pot. I don't have it. No gummies, nothing. I'm like, nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. She goes, it's amazing what a small amount of pot can do to a dog. And I'm like, is it bad? And she goes, it can be. I don't think this is. She goes, frankly, my boyfriend does it, and our dog licked the bong resin once, and same exact thing. And she goes, my guess is he's high on pot. And I'm like, I don't know where that was. So then I'm like starting to get furious that somebody flicked a joint over the wall or like, how'd he get it? Right. It's like, there's no other way to get pot at my house. Like, there's nothing. Somebody's messing with him and gave him weed. And meanwhile, I got this sitting next to me. He's miserable. He's on a trip and he hates it. He's high as a kite and he hates it. Still high when I left this morning.
Trying to get on the doggy bridge. Can't get there.
Only thing I can figure out, maybe, is, well, A, somebody walked down the alley and flicked and he picked it up 20 minutes before he ate dinner and then it kind of got in him later. It's a big flick at my house to shoot a joint into the backyard.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he would even eat that.
Right. Or he found a bud. We did have irrigation.
Megan has no more gummies or anything left?
No, he didn't even know. He hasn't been in the room that the gummies used to be in. Anyway, he wasn't even in the kitchen. He's on the other side of the house. So I'm like, what is going on? Can't figure it out. The irrigation, she said it can trap, like if somebody put it in a, like put weed in a, dumped it out of a thing, basically it's sewer water into the little irrigation canal that goes by.
I've got another theory.
Could have gone there. What is it?
Maybe. It's years ago. But maybe it was a little Ralphie leave behind.
That might have dried up by now, and 5 summers later.
And that Ralphie edible, one of his Ralphie leave that strips.
If Ralphie's edible survived all the mowing and weed eating, and it was just finally, maybe, boy, that would be an odd one, and we'll never know. The only other thing I could think, and me, I slept on the couch with him last night because he was worried. Like, you could tell this. He was paranoid. Like, noises would happen. He'd start looking around like, man, this, you're McFeely. Like, all of a sudden, my dog is Larry, and I don't know what to do. And, everyone, like, he's a ghost. And he's just sitting, his eyes are all dilated.
Skip Katera could have left something, yeah, maybe.
I checked for anything. Like, he hasn't been in the bathroom.
Yeah, just sweeping.
There's no pills
through.
In the dog's room. There's nothing.
Troy and the fellas partying.
They've been gone. So their house is under construction. There's no way to get. To get close to their house, he'd have to leave the backyard.
Mo come by for a visit.
That's what I'm wondering. If I had anybody from like Mo or Larry or Curly, I don't know who else could have been there. We have no Wheaties that have come over to the house at all. We did find around the irrigation thing a couple of mushrooms.
But were they?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Wild mushrooms. But she said, we'll just keep an eye on them. Hopefully that's what it is. I don't know what else it could be, but she said.
What about when you're out of the town on the weekend?
That's what we were wondering, if the girls.
You never know.
Yeah, they might have had them. I don't care if she doesn't.
Right.
She hit one outside and Jack found it. But potheads don't just chuck the
and
last of it
down. I don't think
the
dogs would pick it up.
No, potheads are meticulous about putting things out, flushing them. It's been illegal for so many years. They don't just cavalierly toss that last little hit down. I've never seen a pothead just flick a cigarette out of their hand. that usually they put it out on something, hold on to it, and put it in the toilet, or they put it underwater, or they save it. Like, they'll save even the last little bit. Like, if she had a bud, like a little tiny, like, yeah. She's rolling her own at the house. I don't know. But it's the strangest thing to see a dog that's high as a kite.
And looked around your house for a roach clip, man?
Yeah, I was looking for all sorts of stuff. I'm like, do we have a pothead sneaking in and out of here feeding just one of my dogs? I thought he hit his head. It was like this weird concussive, oh, every once in a while.
Very verbal.
That's a person's noise. It wasn't growling. It's the same as me going, oh, God, oh.
What if he started talking?
I felt like he was going to. He's staring right at me. And it's kind of funny when you're like, okay, he's just high on something. And he's just staring at me from the end of the couch. Oh. Like, are you – felt his stomach. Maybe – this was another theory I had. He's been picking up dead birds. And maybe one of the birds ate a joint. I don't know.
Or
– I got theories going all over the place. But the mushrooms are the ones that made me – because they're kind of toxic, though. So he might get throw up or drool or what. I've had a dog lick a mushroom and they end up drooling.
Yeah, they can purge
like
on that stuff. Most of the time they – I say that, but –
don't know.
I know.
We'll see. Maybe one of those Harris hawks that hangs around picked up a weedy, grabbed his stash, and dropped it in the backyard. We looked everywhere. There's nothing.
Or someone in your neighborhood is just throwing doobies over your wall.
Yeah, just chuck a doobie to this black dog. He'll take it. Negro dogs love weed. I have no idea what happened. None.
That's wild.
The vet thinks my dog's high. And there's nothing worse than the judgment. And she was super sweet. The vet is awesome. The vet met up on Cave Creek in 101. She was so nice. And she's looking at me going, you got into your weed. And
yeah, I'm like, what weed? I know. I know you don't smoke.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay. Your weed that you don't have is in your dog. I'm like, I don't have any weed. It's okay.
Right.
Sure, they legalized it. You don't smoke weed. Then it's your cocaine. I'm not on that. But no elevated levels of vitals. I mean, she was like, I'm not even really that concerned. If he starts throwing up like crazy, bring him back. But she goes, I touched his stomach. It's not like he ate something that he's uncomfortable.
So did you go by there this morning before you left?
Oh, yeah. I slept with him on the couch.
Okay.
He's hanging with me.
Is he still moaning?
Oh, yeah. I touched him. I said goodbye to him this morning. He looked up at me. He goes, she said it could last like 24 hours.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay. So 12, 15, 24 hours.
He's baked.
He was cooked. And I mean.
Let's hope that's it.
Gonzo. It's crazy. And there is a chance that somebody had like an edible cookie or something that they chucked over the fence. But I don't know.
What about Adderall or anything like that?
No. Adderall would have been an elevated heart rate.
Any of your speckled trouts?
Any of my California sunshines? All gone. It's in me. Oh. Sometimes. I feel it. But, yeah, that's what she's like. If it was a drug that was designed to bring him up or down, we'd see that in his heart rate and his vitals and stuff. She goes, he's totally normal. Like when I went to Larry's house and he lit that 6-foot grain silo bong in his garage and filled the thing like a forest fire. And then I took one little tap off the top of that and I looked at him and I'm like, Larry's trying to kill you. Larry is. He had Keef. I'd never done it before. And I'm just done. I'm cooked out. We went to the hospital. Same exact thing. I'm going, oh. I told Larry, I'm like, look, dude, I need you to drive me to the hospital. Why? Because I'm having a heart attack right now, and I don't want to die in this filthy house. My house isn't filthy. I've judged it. We're leaving. Let's go to the hospital. They were closing the kitchens.
Matter of fact, I'll go to county if I have
to. Exactly. He was in the midst of trying to remodel his cabinets himself, and for some reason, laundry was all over the kitchen. I just remember, I can't die in this. I can't die in here. I have to die somewhere that's done. And then we left and went to the hospital, and the nurse had the same reaction. All your vitals are – because I thought my lung collapsed. My lung's collapsed. I walked in the hospital. My lung is collapsing, and I'm having a heart attack. And they wheeled me right back into the EKG.
Wasn't it a denial at first? Or like, have you been smoking?
No, not at all. Okay. Nothing. Like, look, they were worried because they saw a guy.
They're like, look.
I'm going, my lung is collapsing. I'm having a heart attack. Have you been in an accident? No, I'm just having a heart attack. And they – drugged me back into the room, EKG'd me. The doctors were concerned. I thought they were going to cut my shirt off. They lifted it, and they were getting kind of like, get your shirt off. I'm like, get, breathe. I'm dying of a heart attack. EKG, come back. I sit in the lobby, and then the nurse comes over, and she goes, your vitals are absolutely normal. Everything came back just fine. What did you do today? And I looked at Larry, and I'm like, I hate you. And Larry's like, tell her. You should tell her. I'm like, yeah. My friend and I were in his garage, and he lit it on fire with bales of weed because he's a member of the cartel. Did you try it? Yeah, I did one thing. A little bit over the top of this giant grain silo. He warned me not to do it, and I did it. You're high, sir. You've wasted our time. I'm like, oh.
Sign out here.
You're just freaking out. I'm like, oh. And then we just started to giggle for an hour. My dog Jack Ham has not found the giggle phase yet. He is not happy with it. So if you're a jackass and you're chucking edibles or flicking, because there's double fencing. It would be so hard to flick something into my backyard that happened to get the dog.
Let alone, really would he pick it again? Would he pick the butt up?
He'd have to be there. They'd have to know he was there. And you can't just, like, my fencing is doubled because I built an alley for the irrigation guy.
Yeah.
So it's a 15 to 18 foot gap between the fence and the yard.
Well, if you know.
So it's a double gap. You can't even get back in there. It would have been a hell of a no to go, I bet that dog that I've never seen is on the other side of that second fence. If somebody was up to no good, that it would just been a goof. But hopefully that's what it is, because if it's something else.
Take those shrooms out if you have any more.
Oh, I golfed them out of there. They're gone. Yeah, there's nothing. There were only like three or four. I'm like, it's too dry and hot outside for shrooms. But with irrigation, it gets really gooey around that area. So, I don't know. It was a weird night, though.
That's the other thing, too. You never know what could float in
right
about recent irrigation.
And that's when the vet was kind of done judging me and thinking that I'm a liar. She goes, and I said, we had irrigation. I mean, maybe. She goes, well, plenty of stuff can get into that. She goes, normally, those are just open. And ours is
yep.
just some open water line down 20th Street.
Yep.
And anybody can dump stuff in there. So Pothead might have thrown a stash in that. It popped up through my irrigation valve. And I have no idea. Oh. You haven't lived, though, until you've seen a dog moaning like an old man. Oh, he's miserable. He is miserable. He is a poster for reefer madness right now. He's everything you like as a parent. You should show your kids about this is what you want to be like. This zombified, moronic idiot. Here, look at him. He's stupid. No.
Well, Kiva being a husky, she's so vocal. You're told that the huskies are. And that happens not so much of a groaning, but it's a higher pitch. When the cat, if Kiva's laying down and the cat just walks by, kind of circles around.
He gives a Jack Ham talks. But it's dog talk. It's like funny because it's a dog noise. These are people moans. And the weirdest thing in the world, left the room, came back to him. What's going on, buddy?
Let me just curl up in your lap.
And then he did. 70 pounds of him just crammed up in my lap. I'm like, what is going on?
And you can get him a job in our promotions department here.
Yeah, exactly. he looked and acted just like our promo team. And he said things that the promo team said, because last week Jeff looked at me and he goes, oh, daddy, I'm seeing things. That's exactly what Jack said. That's what our promo team says to me all the time.
Sign up, bro.
Yeah, that's it, bro. You sign up to go see Jack White, bro. I left the room and I came back and he had Pandora on Wilco. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. Something's wrong with my dog.
Rush him right to the vet.
He's looking at me and he's got purple sunglasses on. He's got Mountain playing in the back. I'm like, what are you, a Leslie West fan now? When did that happen? it was weird. So that's on my mind. Because I left him laying on the couch with his eyes were looking at me. He didn't even lift his head. His eyes were looking at me. I'm like, still high, old man.
Let's hope Ashley come home today. He's off his high.
Man, you don't understand a proletariat. Works against the bourgeoisie. I'm like, what's Jack Ham? You're an asshole. You've been reading Karl Marx.
What if you come home and there he is laying next to a hacky sack and he's just staring at you?
I'm afraid I'd have to part ways.
He's got a little Rasta caps on and stuff.
Got not just a pothead, but an annoying one. My dog constantly reminds me it's 420 somewhere. Oh, God.
He's got a steal your face shaved in his side.
He's a mess. So we'll see. Legalize it, bro, for dogs. No. So I hope that's it. I hope he hasn't got a rare disease that hit him in 5 minutes. I hope he had a reaction to food that made him high as a kite. But the vet, and the good thing was, the vet told me.
And he didn't purge.
No, he didn't throw up. So it was just something in his system or chemical in his system. Maybe he's got fentanyl. But fentanyl would have, maybe he would just passed him out. But he was miserable. I happen to know some high-ranking official at the Humane Society. They had their dogs get into their stash. And the story's hilarious because it would have been news if any of them had anything go wrong, that, you know, these people who work at this.
Sure.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, my God. And the story is very funny because the dogs just got so. And I've talked to, I've talked to a couple of friends. They're like, oh, pothead friends. They're like, my dog got into mine once, got an edible, and for 4 days wasn't normal. I'm like, no kidding. They don't metabolize it the same way. They don't do anything. So hopefully, and that's the best I can hope for. So my brain's on that. And those mushrooms are got to be kind of on the brain, too, because he's hallucinating. You can tell he's seeing stuff that's not there. Because he's looking at you, but he's like a thousand-yard gaze. And it's just – and he was – I couldn't tell. Like right now – it would be like right now saying, hey, Brady, how are you? And you're like, I'm fine. I leave and come right back in, and you're just sitting there staring at the walls. It kicked in 10 seconds.
I'm picturing him just hearing your voice.
What's going on, Jack? Have the drugs kicked in yet?
And that's all he kept hearing because we're trying to be extra nice.
Who wants a cookie? Does Jack Ham need a cookie?
Oh.
What's wrong, little fella?
I hear your blood flow. I hear your blood, bro.
You want to watch Jeopardy with Daddy? Jeopardy.
In the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, he's seeing Indians on a hill. He's writing door songs.
I was going to say, if you show up and Bob Marley's blasting out of that room, just bring him right back to the
steel drum. He's just looking at me. It was weird. But, man, that's all I can think about is that hope. The vet didn't seem concerned, and that's always good when the vet's like, you're fine. Keep an eye on him just in case. But if something was bad, his vitals would be going bananas, and they're not.
Stash your weed a little bit better.
Yeah, basically, that's right. I still don't think she believed anything about my story. I'm like, we don't have pot in our house. It's a wholesome environment. Yeah, all right. Anyway, he got into your stash. I'm like, I don't have a stash, ma'am. I have a job and a bedtime.
Maybe you'll find a closet full of brownies that Megan had hidden away.
Yeah, maybe Megan's doing it.
Oh.
What's going on in there?
Dinner was great.
Yeah.
The Wheaties are speaking up. Even if the dog ate a full joint, it wouldn't do anything because THC has to be heated to be activated.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, you don't speak Wheatie.
I don't know. I don't know what that means. But she said that you can get into, like a dog can eat that stuff and it does affect them somehow. So I don't know if they had to, maybe smoked it. I don't know. I'm leaning towards mushroom, to be honest with you, because that makes sense. It's back there. So for him to get a hold of pot somehow.
Yeah, he'd like weed.
You'd think so. But, yeah, I don't know. I have no clue. Yeah, he's athletic. He's young. He's black. He probably does like weed. I think you're probably right, Brady. But he likes the mushrooms, too. So
Jack Griner?
Yeah, he was raised by white people because he's got hallucinogens, too. He likes those. Yeah, little Jack Griner.
You want to watch TV a little louder, fella?
Oh. I kind of wanted to climb in his head, though, and find out what's going on. But it was a weird night, and it's continuing to be weird. So I'm waiting for updates. I may have to run off. Hopefully Toledo left it with like 1,000 best of clips.
Ah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure something out.
Don't worry about it. We just got an update from Toledo.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
Cruising at 35,000 feet, just another 24 short hours to go. 24 hours?
Yeah, because he's got a big layover in San Francisco.
Yeah.
He's got a day to fly.
San Fran, Tokyo.
Then Tokyo.
That sucks.
Then Bangkok.
And 10 hours in Tokyo.
Yeah, they're doing like a half a day in Tokyo. So you can't even really leave the airport.
No.
I mean, you could, but you're going to walk around the airport of Tokyo. And it's not like Tokyo's airport is right dead center of the tourist
area.
Right,
you're walking into downtown out of the airport.
Not happening. You're out, and then you got to take a cab. And I got a chance at a frappuccino. Wiggle. I can't talk to that. And then you're going to get lost, so you're not even going to risk that. Worst trip ever.
That is miserable.
Yeah.
Nope. That's when he told me the 10-hour layover in Tokyo.
Yeah.
You're so
You know what caused this is us constantly making fun of him taking vacations where he drove all over the place for like.
Top it with the flying.
Oh, I'll show them I'm going on a real vacation. He went on some crazy dumb Thailand vacation.
I think I'd rather drive.
Yeah. I don't know. If I was 17 and my parents wanted to fly me to Thailand, I wouldn't want to go. I didn't like going on car trips with them. Like, I hated it. I hated car trips with the family. As a young boy, I hated it. My mom smoked. The car stunk. I felt sick. I liked to stay up. I didn't mind the car part. I just didn't like – inevitably, it was always a problem. And if, God forbid, my dad would get sleepy because he'd try to drive through it, and we'd have to ride the reflectors. We rode the reflectors. I can't tell you how many times when they invented the road reflector that that's how my dad stayed awake for road trips. For hundreds of miles.
You told me that.
The whole way. Keeps me awake. And he's just guzzling a thermos of coffee. He didn't drink coffee. For some reason, he's like a baby. You put my dad in a car, he goes to sleep in like 5 minutes. But he wanted,
the
he had to drive.
The wheels.
And then he'd let my mom drive. And I remember I finally kind of fell asleep in the car. And I just woke up to, God damn it. I didn't know, Dan, there was construction. And we're somewhere in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Happened twice with us, yeah. Every time Bunny took the wheel.
We'd get lost. Going the same place we always went. Yep.
I didn't know the exit, and now I'm in the forest.
We're nice Amish people, and we're not even close to where we need to be. God damn it, Marcy. He turned on, brr, 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 all the way for another 2 hours.
We're making up time.
We're going to get there. I got to stay awake, God damn it, because nobody in this car is capable. You know, I worked all day. Brr, brr, brr,
brr, brr. What, Dad?
And we'd do it in the daytime. We drove to Los Angeles once, and my dad's like, all right, let's go. Pack it up. 8 a.m., we got to go. And he gets behind the wheel, and all of a sudden you see his head nodding around. I'm like, are you sleeping? Yeah, I'm fine. Brr, 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 brr. All the way down the I-10 from Jackrabbit Road to California. Brr, 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 brr. And then cars would come, like, go by us. And my dad's driving. He's the asshole. He's driving in the middle of the road. And a car,
kicking
would go,
up dust.
Car would go by us. My dad would go, go get him, asshole.
He's in a hurry.
It was the worst. So I can't imagine a plane trip with my family to a foreign land where we all have to stay together the whole time. Brady loves his family. I don't love anybody that much. I don't want to spend that kind of time with anyone. That's not bonding. That's hating.
All I could be thinking is after that voyage there,
oh,
dreading.
Oh.
8 days from now, we got to come
back. Do it
back.
Again. And you're going to have more stuff. You're going to have more luggage. You're going to have more, like, tchotchkes. It's going to be a bigger pain in the ass to get back than it was to get there. And getting there was no fun. And I guarantee you that trip back, he's got, like, double layovers, too. Ugh. Thailand. No, thank you. And the payoff is Thailand. No. No way. Have you, and last night, just for fun, I did the English to Thai translator.
Yeah.
Good luck. If you get to say any of that
even
stuff.
Even if they say it, I mean, you could speak to them through that. They would understand. Yeah, but once they respond back.
Yeah. You're going to hold
again.
On. Spell that. What's a schwa five? He's going to get murdered over there. Good
You'd
on
be
him.
Surprised. You'll be, I mean, you can get around.
That's not a rookie. That's not a rookie vacation. This is his rookie overseas vacation.
He's stepping into
it. You stepped into people who have been world travelers for a long time. They're ready for Thailand. My buddy Jim Wilson went to Phuket and Bangkok, but he travels all over. That was like his 15th or 16th exotic location, not his first. That's a crazy first trip. Good luck to him, though. I'm rooting for him. But it's better than the big American U-turn, but it's not by much. Anyway, we'll be fine without him, and that's really going to sting for him and his family. It's 6:17. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.